Hát ilyen. Namo Gurave Namo Vedaya Namo Dharmaya Namo Sanghaya Namo Gurave Namo Vedaya Namo Dharmaya Namo Sanghaya Namo Gurave Namo Vedaya Namo Dharmaya Namo Sanghaya समाज गे में खेल राय भाय रोशे माय के माय गा नमाय के माय वो यंगे सोय सोय राय रे ये खेल शेल गोल वा ते समाय जाय वे Yama na yasha yache lo te yaya ta gaya te gaya te paya raya gaya te paya raya saya gaya te moho de soha te Gayate, Paraya, Gayate, Paraya, Saya, Gayate, Bohode, Soha, Te, Yayata, Gayate, Gayate, Paraya, Gayate, Baya Rahaya Saya Gaya De Bode Soha Gri dongda jeje jeva dame de nebe jenda tova ta timba luje bezo zoje kaje deja dandara de le yo sa ye beje jo to damar ro le ye de jeba ande sanje kendo me de moi roku ye nam da ve kemo she bar yo e damam guru ren nendo lo go ne yo do yo Mea sangha jaya chwe dhamma su jaya chwe namala Shankyo bandha dhana shabsum chi Sanje Jebe sonam ni olam pinch sanje ndo bari shon. Nonas, today is tonight we are together here for the Dharma action. So for that we need to make a motivation or attention for to making the Dharma action. So that means motivation is always same, but we doing spiritual action, we need kind of, you know, to get teaching or to say some praying yourself or meditation or whatever you do, before that try to make a good motivation. Even sometimes when you go to work, try to make a motivation is for the bodhicitta. You can do that. If you do like that, your action is general. It is general action, general work. But you can buy motivations to make a Dharma action. The example like this, if you go every day, you know, go work, so before you go to work, if you think about this, I need it when you're up, I need to do practice, because practice for the yourself and for others. Practice for the self, why? Because which I having problems, suffering, pain, unhappiness during this lifetime, and all the time, numberless lifetime I had it. So I don't want this anymore, continually. I want to free from the problems in suffering, pain, and happiness, and I want to free from those. That's why I need to make free from that. For that, I need to have the antidote of the all those negativities. So that's why I need to do practice, to study Dharma, learning, study, practicing. As I need to do. For that, they also you need think about. I'm ordinary, so I need to have two food, shelter, clothing, or those are for yourself or maybe somebody else also, if you think about. For those, I need to do positive action. But I don't have enough to have those, like to buy the things. So that's why I need to go to work. Go to work to get the wages, you know, some money from the work. Those to use it to my practice, or whatever you may be in generosity, or whatever you need help to, you know, so like take care. Some people do, many of them take care of some, even some family. That's what I need to do. So for those, I go to work. If you think about this, when you're driving everything, driving is ordinary. Go to work is ordinary, but by motivations, make a positive action, spiritual action. So motivation is very, very important. Even you do good action means like praise. Motivation is or it was bad. You are saying Dhamma words, praise, but that's not necessarily good Dhamma action, because the bad motivations made destroy the your action, not go through to the right Dharma. So example is like that. If you say it's mantras, oh, I want to be Some people does in the mantra for the, what is the mantra for wealthy? So to get more money or something like this, what is mantra for those? Then they saying like this, this mantra is the good words, yes, good words, but by motivations, making very simple, no good result. If money comes through the, for the man, by the, say it's mantra, money comes, that is a result. No any other results. What we need a mantra, say it's mantras or meditation or whatever we do, what we need, we want free from suffering, pain or happiness. That's not really everybody. So we need to have completely great happiness place. Even for this lifetime, if I want to have this lifetime, to have the nice everything dedicated for this life, and that's, we are maybe say it's chanting or mantras or those are a result of comes for only for this lifetime. So that's why it's very important to make a motivation, good motivation, then also through this ways. So that's why I'm saying anyways, motivation is very important. So sometimes I said already, poor people, there's the chanting, like Dara chanting, poor people. This one is the thing about motivation by bodhicitta. I want to become a being Buddha for the others. I need help to the others, that's one. Then this one thing, I want to free from suffering, only samsara. I don't want to be samsara anymore. I don't want to be any more suffering. So that's why they think Dharapucha. This one thing, oh, in the future, I want to, in the future after this life, I don't want to go down to the lower realms, it means reborn in the hell realms, reborn in the hungry ghost's place. I don't want to reborn in the animal section. So to be free from death, that's why I do think about this. Three different motivations. Then this one, oh, I need to be wealthy. Please, Tara, praying to Tara. I not, want to be wealthy, no sick, happy life for this one. That's why I don't want to be. Everything is success for this life, they want it. That's why things Tara, Pucha, Pucha. Same Pucha, but different motivations, different results. This one make Tarapuja result of that become a being Buddha. This is a result of that, what do we get? Free from samsara, nirvana, you know, so it's freedom place, freedom from the suffering, pain or happiness. That's why he got it, because motivation is deep. Now this one, as the next lifetime will not be reborn in the hell realms to be taken there. Human beings' life, or you know, asuras or gods, goddesses, plain. So that's why he got this result. This one, only maybe this lifetime, happy, joy, more money, more everything is better. That's finish this one. When they got this one, this, you understand? So motivation is very important. What kind of motivation? Dedication, same this kind of. When finish Tarapucha, this one say, oh, by which I did Tarapucha, by this merit, I will become a being Buddha for others. Same motivation, my dedication is like motivation. This one says, when finish Pucha, oh, I by this merit, I will become a free from the samsara, for suffering place. That's what you say, dedication. This one, by this merit which I did, Tarapuja, by this merit, I should not be reborn in the free from the low realms. Free from low realms. You got that? This one, finish puja, then and oh, Dada, please, I need to be success, you know, for this life to be saved. So that's when the result that's come. You understand? So very important thing. If this is example, gold, you know, solid gold. Someone's made very beautiful ornament. That's great crown, you know, like with a diamond or however. That's it. Someone's did gold, just simple things did. You know, like maybe I don't know. So less than, you know. Use the different ways. There's someone's this like this gold plate used for the dirty came or what did it came? Container of the dirt, yeah?
Rubbish
can, yes. This gold is not both gold for it. Person who are try to use it by intelligence, what they do. Someone doesn't know the gold either. Like if they like solid gold, like baby has a stone and the baby's thing, one stone, piece of stone and a gold, no much difference. If we don't know anything, we don't have the idea of the spiritually, just like that. Which is the best for me, which is the good, we don't know. So that's why I think we need to think about motivation. And also then we need to know that how to use it. Use the Dharma, very important things. If you don't use, so that's relatively, I think, how to use the Dharma, how to use the spiritual, how to do the spiritual action. If you don't know, then difficult to waste. So difficult to get the result. For that, I think how to use the spiritual action, we need to know. For that, through the learning, I think, through the learning. If you don't learn, then very difficult. Natural wisdom don't know that. So that's why we study, our study, Dhamma studies, very important. Maybe comes later in the year. So, or you think, whatever, if we learn, whatever has words, doctrine of the Buddha, or commentary of the Buddhas, everything, even one single word, when we see that, meaning of that, very useful for the to be one person become a being Buddha. That's kind of what we need to know. So I think that's for that, then we need to study. That's why I think Buddha himself teaching says the hearing wisdom is the very, very important. The like best object cannot take away by thieves. Thief can be take everything, you know, ornament of it, like we have a good, thief comes, everything can be taken. But if we have knowledge, our knowledge cannot take by thieves, no. That's why as a thief, if you got knowledge, that's also best object for us. And that is the understanding Dharma or the Dharma knowledge, whatever we got, big or small, doesn't matter. That is the also great, great friend of us. When we need it, that's what comes up. See? Always comes with us. Where we be, if we have knowledge, Dharma knowledge, whatever we have, Where we go doesn't matter, where we be doesn't matter, comes with us. Even when we change the life, that's come, help to us. See, that's it. Great friends, if they can, when we die, great friends, he or she, if they can come with them, yeah, they go, because there's so much attached to them, but cannot. After the death, everything cut off. Everything cut off. Only me. You know, really, it is only safe. Nothing else. Thousands, you know, friends, if we got it, when we die that time, cannot come, no one. But if we have spiritual action, whatever we made, or those are come, help to us. That's friend, great friend, when we need it, to help it, great friend of that is the Dharma. So that's, I think we need to think about, really it is. So, so that's why I think study. So I think it's, then whatever we know, meaning, those are tried to put in the practice. This very important things. So that's whatever we learn to do practice. That's the very important things. Study for the practice. I think it comes later in here. So that's sometimes people, you know, intellectually learning. This happens sometimes in monastery also. Happen. Lots of scholars, you know, especially, you know, some ones intellectually they know very much, but when they need to do practice, they cannot put together. Sometimes go, I think here, see, from the one person's study, a great monastery, see, go back to home, and then when he started, you know, practicing, and then he don't remember. He doesn't know how to do. So therefore, one local uneducated state retreat, you know, says monks, this kind of ask to them. Then Sage Pongkawa says, so poor thing there. So Paul. So it should not be. When we, you know, your study is quite good, really it is. You know, this, especially this time, very difficult to people to turn to the Dharma, very rare. Really it is. You think about it. In the world, all population, how many billions? So from those, how much to turn to the spiritual means? No matter, you know, any kind of different kind of spiritual, no, I'm not talking about Buddhism. Even no half day, see? Oh no. See, you have family, you know? Family, sometimes family is many all together, but you know, sometimes maybe only you within the family. You do practice, you follow the spiritual action, but others are not. They want to do, but they don't know. We are not, you know, look bad ways. No, they don't know. If they know, they do. So why we are very lucky, really it is. We have, we think about to turn the spiritual ways. Then spiritual ways also, Buddhism and Buddhist Dharma, follows Buddhas, are much more small. Because the so many people cannot do the continually, because it's very large to understand and to need to do. So those ones, the beginning also, they block, oh, this is too complicated. I cannot do that. No good. Without try, must be try. Shaktin Deva says, if it is very difficult, but if we try, we can do. One day, you know, we touch and walk, and the rabbit and the story of the rabbit and the, what is? Yeah, see? So we are not rabbits, like rabbits, but we are going slow and really non-stop, moving. That's what is needed. That's a good way, you know? So I think, anyways, we need to know the how to do the practice. Example, like also sometimes go in the supermarket, there are many foods, many drinks. When you bought everything from there, but if you don't know how to make a food, good food combination, how to do, if you don't know, everything mixture together, not so good. So, if you have skill for the how to make it, then even very little pure substance of this, you know, buy to make it, it's nice thing to, you know, to eat. So that's one. So I think those are very important things. Now what is there? And anyways, that's it. And also really we have opportunity. Very, very much so, you know. People's life is no longer, really it is. Very, not very long. Sometimes, you know, when they getting up, very well, but then cannot go to bed during the, you know, during the days, something happened, dying, sick. So that's kind of lots of things happened. So we are now feeling well, everything is good. So right time to do practice, I think, much as we can. Even when we have something sickness, we can do practice. So, you know, only meditations. Whatever we have sickness or whatever we have bad feeling, we thinking, like me, hundred thousands from human beings, from animals. Many of them have like just like me. I wish for which I have this bad feeling, sickness or whatever. For all those, I wish for others to be free from each of the difficult of sickness or suffering, pain or happiness. That's all we can do. That is the, many times we talk about this. So when you understood this one, that's why very great, great knowledge. Great knowledge. We think about for the others, charity for the others. That's why we are doing charity for the others. My sickness substitute for the others. I wish for others to be free from which I have in this kind of suffering and unhappiness. So that's a great practice, really it is. That is the result of the we to turn the Dharma. That's why we know. If we don't turn, we will not know. So those kind of people, it's no simple practice. That's a really good practice. So we know already, so we must think about it, you know. So that's one. So, okay, now continually from the book.
Okay, I'm a little lost here. I don't know, did we pass page 86?
Which is horse racing, you know, to talk about this.
Yeah, we just finished the horse race. Right?
Okay, then?
Okay, and then I think we're at
this last
Nawang Chodin.
Oh, that's from there, yes.
once occupied the Ganden throne. After he completed his monastic training...
Okay, wait a minute. I will tell you first. So, Ngawang Chodin is a great scholar. And the scholar means a great learned holy master he was. He was studying in the, I think he's from Sarah, great college, monastic college. He become a great scholar of the with the Dharma. So he does know most of his meanings, everything. But then one time, then the one Lama, Jayajipa, one Lama's name in there. What is the Lama's name?
Jamyang Shepa.
Oh, Jayajipa. Jayajipa. He met him. Jayajipa is from the Andhra district. He met him. And he get a teaching of the three principle paths. Many times, not only one time, the commentary of the three principle paths, again and again, he had. So then he realized whatever he did study, tremendous of three different great subjects, like Paramana, Paramana, and Pajaparamita, Madhyamaka, the Abhidhamma, and then Vinaya. Those great five, each one we do in study, 5 years study. Each of them we need to do, go through the class. So he did like this. He had become a great scholar. But then when he received this from Jayajipa, three principal paths, authored of that Lama Tsongkhapa. Even there, everything, three principal paths means renunciation, bodhicitta, the realization of emptiness. Those three explanation of that in the few pages, Lama Tsongkhapa did. So he, then, Ngawang Chodin, he's very, from the monastic university, great scholar. But when after that he got to receive many times teaching of the three principle path, then he realized whatever he did, study, those are put practice, everything. Whatever he did, he learned in many years, maybe 20, 25 years, 25 years. So all those are then put in the practice, how to practice that he did know. So that's one. That means very important, whatever we study, those are any kind of doctrine of the Buddhas and the commentary of the Buddhas. It's one word, even one word. I think we cannot be, we cannot say this I don't need. Everything is, even one word is tried to get ideas, the instruction of the, for myself become a being Buddha. That's what I said. Would you like to read now?
Ngawang Chodin once occupied the Ganden throne.
Has become his Ganden throne means all Gelugpa's head of the Gelug systems. You see, then?
After he completed his monastic training, he received many instructions from Jamyang Shepa, for example, Tsongkhapa's three fundamentals of the path.
When finishing the great study through the universities, monasteries, after that, then he got received the new thing. Then?
He was introduced to the way to meditate on the thoughts contained in the entire body of sutras and tantras.
Mm-hmm.
He later said that he had come to understand that during his studies of the vast field of classical literature, he had in fact been studying the great stages of the path. This showed that the scriptures were for him instructions. When the great adept Lozang Namgyal was given the oral transmission of the 8,000 verse perfection of wisdom sutra, he remarked,
"Oh yeah, that's another example. Mm-hmm. That's another example. Lozang Namgyal is a great master later. It is, and the lineage. He reading the Panchaparamita, you know, 80 verses or what is it?
8,000.
80,000.
It says 8,000 verse. Maybe could be.
Jet number 80, yes, 80,000. So anyways, okay, when he read those, then he realized everything's in a single word is for the practice. So then he says, I'm now getting older. If I'm younger, great practice in there. That's what I'm saying. Hmm. Read now.
Uh-huh. He was, Lozang Namgyal was giving the oral transmission of the 8,000 verse perfection of wisdom.
Oral transmission to the others. We read. Then?
He remarked from time to time, if only I were not so old, this is something I should meditate on.
So, I have great practice here. If I'm young, then that means he's getting older already. It's like me, as maybe younger than me, or the, I don't know. Then, so that's we are not too late, you know. These are for us, not story, only for general story. Story for me, story for you, story for me. Then?
When you understand the Lam Rim, all your debating practice in the monastery courtyard would also come under the Lam Rim. You should take this debating practice as a form of meditation instruction.
Oh yeah. If you study Lam Rim, then whatever you do, courtyard is debate. Everything, all those are put in the practice. In the practice, that's what I'm saying. So you are not debating. But whatever you understood, you know, through the Lam Rim, then even your other commentaries, you know, in English, if some, when you see, then you remember. I think understand much better than others without study Lam Rim. Then?
Suppose you were debating the development of bodhicitta. You would instantly draw comparisons with the section of the great scope that deals with training the mind for bodhicitta.
Okay, that's what we do. We need to debate for bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is two different kinds of bodhicittas. The wishing bodhicitta and the relative wishing bodhicitta, and also two different kinds of bodhicittas. And also within the bodhicitta, that through the examples of the 22 different kinds of bodhicittas, we are doing this. We do a study in the college, in the monastery. So all those, he's saying that when we, if you have the idea of the Lam Rim, then those subjects comes. Each time you can put in the Lam Rim ways. That means when you study bodhicitta in the college, then put in the section of the Lam Rim bodhicittas. Then another one.
Or you would compare a debate on the 12 interdependent links.
12 links, if you do that bit, then you put in the median scope, you know, in the median scope. So how to start in the samsara? By ignorance, all the ways enter to the dead, you know, gashi means, the last one is the what do you call
age and dying.
Then
or you would compare a debate on or you would do the same with the debate on the dhyana concentration states of the form realm and the levels of the formless realm, and compare these with the mental quotient section of the Lam Rim.
Oh, that's the small scope. What say? Again?
Yeah, I think it's still medium, maybe. It says...
Oh, I say, yeah, thoughts of the samsara, yes. Renunciation, this medium is for karma. Yeah?
Even when reciting some dharma ritual, you should be able to integrate it into the Lam Rim, no matter from what scripture the recitation was taken. You would even be able to do this readily when chanting on a page of a book left to rot in a wayside shrine. Once when I was very young, I saw a discarded page in a wayside shrine on the path around a monastery.
This is also Shajipongkhapa, this example. Example, Shajipongkhapa, then it's not completely taxing. Outside, when we go to Sakuambaland, some day of the monastery, by the road there is a small house, all those not completely taxes, and all those tsasas means image. You know, broken image or those are put together there. And one day, Shajipongkhapa, he went to Sakuambaland of the monastery, and he saw the piece of the paper. That is the song of the Jawakesan, it's the seventh Dalai Lama's song. It's a song. Song's meaning is bees, you know, bees. Bees coming and landing to the beautiful flowers, from this to another to another, it's all like a changing, you know, moving around. Just like that. So he think, but by this meaning, he think like a thoughts of the samsara, even like relations. So, like bees, you know, go to the flowers each other. You know, sometimes beginning friends, then another changing. It's not an unfriend. Another one is a then friend. No, like this, kind of. So thoughts of the samsara, he saw that. So will you read? I think that's meaning like this.
The song by the seventh Dalai Lama Kelsang Gyatso. The young bee in the rhododendron flies from brightly colored flower to flower. See how quickly he moves from one to the next. Now my song explains this image. Many people in these degenerate times have impure minds and wallow in trivia. See how they are one moment friends, the next enemies. I have not found a constant friend.
You see, he says, I couldn't find out a good friend. So that's not from him, but then difficult to find out a real true friends. Like bees, it's just like unsatisfied. It's another to another, go through, that's why. So that's what I'm saying. These are become a friend, the enemy. So something like changing like this. That is the thoughts of samsara. Eh?
In other words, I readily associated my...
Oh, when we give like this, we don't need angry, you know. Someone's good friend, but it's not they're not anymore friend. Nothing too wrong, but they're not friend. We should not angry to them. They don't mind if he or she, okay, moving on, doesn't matter. So title from doesn't change and no angry and no bad thoughts for them. And that's kind of we should not do. We think about it when we saw that when we happened. So from the other so happened with us, then we need the samsara is faults of that is the faults of the samsara, faults of samsara. Think about that. Then,
in other words, I readily associated my experiences at the shrine with a section in the medium scope dealing with samsara's bane of uncertainty.
That's right. There is no certainty in the samsara. We think this is for forever. You know, people think something we got, this is forever, this is. It's not. Not. Just like samsara means things are moving, just like clouds in the sky. Comes now, finish moving around. So that's all we need, because we are not the right place. So that's why we need to free from this, okay? Yeah?
And J. Rinpoche asked Rinchen Pell, a great scholar, for the meaning of the word Kadam.
Oh yeah. J. Rinpoche, when he giving teachings, when he giving teaching, then ask to the what the Rinchen?
Rinchen Pell.
Rinchen Pell, yeah, Rinchen Pell. He asked, what is the meaning of the Kadam? What do you think? Meaning of the Kadam? You know, which asked to Rinchen Pell, what is the meaning of the Kadam? He says, any kind of a doctrine of Buddhas and the commentaries of the Buddhas, those are any even one word put to together, or that is the instruction for myself, or those are for the become a being Buddha or to get the result of the accomplishing practice. That's why he said, Jiru was very happy. He said, when he gave answer for that. During the teaching time, most of the time I say, Rinchen Pell giving answer for me, very great. That's why Jiru was says, again and again. Because that's the right things. That's what we need to know. Whatever Buddha's teachings came, or commentaries, good commentaries. Those are everything instruction for me, not somebody else. We think, oh, this is for everybody or something. We don't think about personal to me. No, we should personal to me. If we think everybody, then we losing the mind. Okay, general talking, I don't need to keep myself. If individually, instruction for me, when we have idea of that, then we must follow. If we want words to keep nicely, you know, try to make remember of that word's meanings. So that's what I can do. Now would you like to read it? What is it? Rinchen Pell, J. Rinpoche, what say?
J. Rinpoche asked Rinchen Pell, a great scholar, for the meaning of the word Kadam.
Kadam,
literally scripture instruction. Rinchen Pell's reply was, to have even a single letter N from the scriptures appear to you as an instruction not to be ignored. This pleased J. Rinpoche so much that he said in praise while giving a public teaching, today a scholar has extended my thinking, it is as he said. Therefore all scriptures, even that discarded page in the shrine, make up the instructions that lead a person to enlightenment. This applies to you and to your enlightenment. It is as if Buddha and the other authors had given these scriptures especially for you. Such an attitude will give you utmost faith in all of them.
For you means for me. I think, isn't it? For me, everything. Really it is, with the very Khan. So, just, we don't think but like someone talking like a, you know, lecture. For everybody, not for me. Not like this. One look like teachings are just instruction when we get it, myself. That's what we need to think about. If we do like this, we can lost notice, and then we can do the perfect practice then.
As one yogi, Jonchu Rinchen, said, we are not told to find instructions for gaining enlightenment in some anthology of spells. We should look upon all scripture as instruction. We must think this way. These words strike at the very root. So taking all the scriptures as instructions has much point to it.
Oh yeah, much point means what is?
It's very important, much point.
Much point means meaningful. Mm-hmm. Everything's meaningful, yes. Mm-hmm. Meaningful. So that's, meaningful means it's not general. For me, mm-hmm. everything, you know, that's what I need. See, like when you get initiations, then but maybe everybody's but something put a top in your head. That's all me there. Thank you. You know, like this base is on the top of your head. And then for me, yes. But general, initiation, even hundreds, students, like he saw the Dalai Lama giving the initiation college charter, thousands, but outside, for me, directly, you know, initiation from him to me. We don't need a thing but general. It is general, you can be teachers. General initiation, no. Individual. You see, that's what you think about. So that's on then.
You might wonder, is it really enough to study just the Lam Rim? The meaning of the scriptures and their commentaries is contained within the Lam Rim, right from the section on relying on a spiritual guide to the mental quiescence section.
Okay. Now maybe daughters, you know. Lam Rim when study how why then any others, when you get commentary or when you practice study, how can be put together? Why you get special idea? Because the lambrams, in the lambrams, all those meanings, everything's together in the lambram. See? I think they like this, you know. Example. Like ocean, lambrim is like ocean. Lambrim is like a. Buddha's teachings are like ocean. From the ocean, like a lambrim, I think they say.
The jewels.
Jewels. Buddha's teachings and also paths, okay? Meaning of the teachings, those are like jewels. From the ocean, what do you come?
In the boat.
No. Jewels. Those jewels come from precious jewels come from ocean. Mm-hmm. But when to get it, you will need a boat. Mm-hmm. Without a boat, you cannot. Maybe I think it's these days, what do you call it? You put in the and drive it down. But this always. Old today. Without a boat cannot be to go to the island, you know, mm-hmm. or in the ocean also. You see, Jules, I think long time before, many islands there's Jules, island of Jules, so much you have. So those merchants, when they go with a with a boat, with ship. Then, so to get the jewels. So Buddha's teaching is, what say? Language is like a, what
like
say?
The boat.
Boat, yes. Mm-hmm. Boat. We need a boat. Boat itself doesn't go like these days the engines, but doesn't go the captain, you know? Who is the captain?
And the captain is the spiritual guide, the guru.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is true. Without, sometimes people says, oh, I can do practice through the bag, through the books. You know, they says, the books in this may be good, great books, it's everything's meaning of the with the Dharma in the books. But somebody to teach you, to introduce of this part, each of the, without introduce, difficult to know. Try, and also cannot to put together. So that's what I'm saying. I think really now you got meaning already.
The meaning contained in the Lam Rim, right from the section on relying on a spiritual guide to the mental quotient section. A particular Lam Rim may have an elaborate set of headings and another set may be brief. Some of these headings require analytical meditation while others demand fixation meditation. When you have mastered the framework of these headings, you will know which type of meditation to apply to each heading. With this understanding, you will readily associate any scripture you come across with the practice of a particular Lam Rim meditation
okay.
topic.
Do you understand? Any others like books, you know, explanation, let's say, Dharma was paths. If you study Lam Rim, then when you see any others, you can put together which you will go through, you know?
Which section?
Or which section to put it. This part of the teaching is the section of the Lam Rim, from the Lam Rim like this. So that means the understanding is gradually in your mind. Try to make put together in your mind easily. That's what I said then.
This shows you are taking the scriptures as instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Here is an easy analogy that my precious Lama used to give. Suppose a person who has no store of rice, wheat, beans, and so on.
My Lama means this is the authored Shaji Pongkava. His Lama. Mm-hmm. His Lama is Tapo Hindu Jaso. Anyway, his Lama. Then?
Suppose a person has no store of rice, wheat, beans, and so on, and happens to find a handful of rice, say. He will not know what to do with it and will probably just throw it away. So if you have not grasped the full structure of the path and chance on some scriptural text, you will not realize that you ought to associate it with some Lam Rim topic.
That means, yeah. How to do the practice or how to use it, I don't know. If you study through Lam Rim, then you can understand which part of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or how to do practice, or put it in the practice, how to do it, you even know. Then?
You will not know how to put that scripture into practice.
Yeah, okay.
If you happen to have just 1 pound each of rice, wheat, and beans, and you acquire another handful of rice, you will happily add it to the rice, add that rice to your food supply.
People says, you know, if you only want rice, like pull off the hand like this, but it's safe, very difficult to cook. But with a combination of the, like beans or something else,
If you have a pound of the rice, beans, and the wheat,
Yeah.
It says, then you will keep the handful and put it with the rice.
Okay, then? Oh, yeah.
If you have a complete grasp of the framework of Lam Rim meditation topics, you will readily associate any scripture at all with a particular Lam Rim heading.
Yeah. Oh, so like this. Some scriptures, you know, like impermanent, talk to that's impermanent. Then that's put in the Lam Rim impermanent meditation. Meditation and impermanent. Like talk about has been already bodhicitta, then put in the bodhicitta section. And also sometimes talk about karma bhati meditation at the other place. But then if they don't know the Lam Rim, they don't know karma bhati where you put so but if you know the idea of the Lam Rim, the karma bhati meditation is with the
wisdom, isn't it?
No wisdom. Mentally,
the third scope, isn't it?
No, that's for the concentration. Concentration, how to do concentration and everything is something else has it. Then what to put it? Then Lam Rim, if you know then in the karma bhati meditation. See, that's it. Also talk about emptiness. All those are that if in Lam Rim then they'll put in the Lam Rim, like a wisdom section. So that's kind of everything, the six parameters, many different ways. So all those are talk about a little bit any other section books. So then if you know the Lam Rim, then those are put together, into the Lam Rim. And also then you can use it. You can use it. Put together with the Lam Rim section. Then?
Rinpoche then spoke in some detail on how a Lam Rim text that has the full Lam Rim framework can lead one through the path regardless of the length of the text. He compared this with two rooms, one for a government official and the other for a simple monk. Both contain enough furniture to serve their purposes.
What is this? What do they understand this one?
He say that either a long work or a short work can serve its purpose. The same as like a governor's room all full of furniture can serve the governor's purpose, and the little table and chair serve the monk's purpose. I believe that's what.
Say that? What to say? What to say? Read it. Tibetan. I think it's this. This means this example is government official or individual form doesn't matter. Whatever they need it, necessary need it. That's more important than this too much everything. See, that's one saying. Also, when we do meditation, what kind of need to for the meditation to get the idea? That's more important. So that means. Go round, is not necessarily, but if you, what you want to do meditation, this kind of necessary things, when you see from the others, put together in the Lam Rim, in the Lam Rim practice. Another one, if you have necessary things, if you got it, then no. Maybe large if you cannot do it. So,
quick path, I think.
Quick path. Even quick path, you need everything necessary things need to have. Mm-hmm. That's good. Come up. People think quick path is don't need like not much knowledge. You know, not much knowledge. Quick path, you know, to get the initiations, say some mantras. They think maybe put like, you know, sending to the Buddhahood. It's not. Mm-hmm. Whatever need necessary thing, become a being Buddha. All those are any quick path you need to have, okay? That's good. Your quick path.
Well, that's why I think he says, regardless of the length of the text.
Okay, that's
it. It has to have the complete framework.
Oh yeah, completion, whatever needed. Right. This good. Okay, this way better. Like, we have idea or we have teaching. From now, one lifetime become a being Buddha. We have this, begin from the ordinary. And to, if good student, opportunity, good student, then good Lama, teaching so has already. Good master, if all those three together, then you can make a one lifetime become a being Buddha through the Tantra's way, Tantra teaching, secret teaching's ways. But the Sutra tradition, three countless, many eons times need to be purified negative test to make merit. Even quick way from Tantra ways, but that kind of whatever need purify negativities to collect the positive knowledge, all those are needed. Method is more powerful. That's why we are quick. Otherwise, the negativities, what need to purify negativities, and what we need to have knowledge, those are all needed to have. See? That's good thing. Sometimes people think, really, is Tantra is quick, means this work, okay, this one. Machine, people by hand work maybe 1 month, by machines maybe 1 day. Machine work 1 day, but that action is 1 month's job by machine doing. You understand? Do you understand? Because if like 1 month's work by the hand, by hand, but the machine, by machine, the 1 day came finish the work, but 1 month's job by machines 1 day, just that's what I did, you know, same thing. Tantra tradition, very quick ways, but what is necessary need to make purify negativities and a collection knowledge, all those are need to do it. See, that's one. Then?
Also note, there is a difference between the realization that all scripture is consistent and that of taking all scripture as instructions. Having the first does not necessarily mean you have the second. But if you have the second, you necessarily have the first.
Okay. Do you understand? Instruction.
The first.
And
that it is consistent.
Understanding. That's one. Mm-hmm. Two things need, understanding and instruction, both. What is the... If you have instruction, then what you have, what is?
You realize all scripture is consistent.
Scripture is consistent, yes.
But if, not necessarily the first one.
But yeah, first one's not necessary to second one.
Yeah. if you realize all scripture is consistent, you don't necessarily
instruction.
Take all of it as instruction.
Yeah,
but
that's
if
true.
You take it all as instruction, you know it is.
That's right. Yeah, that's good. You did. That's good thing. Okay, this is the chub mashup means it's the inner desire. Whatever. People say kiss. We say 4 kiss or 3 kiss, you know. If you like this, if necessary. If you reborn, if it is reborn in the samsara, must die. If someone dying, not necessary to be reborn in samsara again. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Mm-hmm. So that's then this one.
Yeah, that finishes that heading.
I think stop here. If you have questions, I can do answer. Stop there. This next one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was the section of the greatness of allowing all the scriptures to present themselves to you as instructions. And we're...
Yeah, Sūrāmāni dāngādhu chayuchyamas.
And then we'll...
Everything is... So whatever teachings are... Whatever has teachings, those are to instruction for individually. Yeah? I think that's all. I think so. Then, okay. If it's questions, if you have it, do. If not, then tonight maybe we stop.
I have a little question on the song by the Dalai Lama Kalzeng.
That's the jazzo.
About see how they are one moment friends and the next enemies.
Because that's the example for the bees landing.
Mm-hmm.
Here first, then next one, to move to there. Because this, they abandoned already. So next one to go. So, that's one.
But then he says, I have not found a constant friend.
So then if you're moving around like this, then one day difficult to find out. California is like relations. Changing. One day they get relations. that's what I'm saying. That,
but he was the Dalai Lama and he says he has not found it.
No, that's not himself talking to us. No, Dalai Lama himself. He really says, I will find out. It means I is you.
The seventh Dalai Lama is the very young Dalai Lama?
No. Beginning young, yes.
Oh, no, but I mean he died young?
No. He did very good, what do you call? Really, it is great practitioner. Mostly, politics, he doesn't do much. You know, just religions, mostly. Really, it is. Mm. So he's a government, this I will tell you. He's the head of the government. Belong to everything, belong to a government positions are him, as he can say. But sometimes when dress up and go with the government or horses, nice or those ornamental horses or whatever needed, he think those are he borrowed from the government. He think anything nothing for him. Only he says, my robe, you know, Dharma robes. And also then whatever is the books, those are I own myself. Otherwise, we think honor of the all those position of the government is not. He think, I don't have anything. I bought it from the government. So that's kind of very, very great. Mm-hmm. The Kesa Jatsa. very much. See, fifth Dalai Lama, very great one. The sixth Dalai Lama, he is he couldn't stay much in Tibet. He moved around. He went to China, and also then he saw the China. When we, I think that time Mongolian king ruled China, so they asked to come to China. So he says, "I don't go into China." He says, "I will coming back from the Litang. Litang, Litang is one of the Tibetan place, by almost border to China. I will be back." But from there, then he escaped. Nobody knows how he. So many guardians and they have, but nobody knows he left. So from there, then nobody knows where he is. He, that time he went to Mongolia, India, different places. So he's also like a great yogi. He's a great yogi. So then, seventh Dalai Lama has very much teachings and also the Ngawan Chodeng, his teacher.
It only says seventh Dalai Lama.
Yeah, teaching Ngawan Chodeng is his. He said in there, so you know, it's his teacher. So, anyways, now we stop here. Now, so when you do practice, we need check. You know, sometimes when you have a difficult, don't make a to stay in long time. Or say like you know, better stop. You know, many stops. Okay, you can say. Then, if you have time, go back to. Every day is a little bit to make time. Every day, many times you can do, like compassion, loving kindness, compassion. And those are really it is on the ways you can do. You know, like driving, but don't close the eyes.
Yeah.
But you can really compassion. You can think about kindness of others. Really. Even kindness of the mechanic, you know, motor vehicle, you see, motor vehicle, they made for us. Maybe they have general attitude to sell, but you got it from them. Mm. So that's kind of also. Many ways, I think kindness of others, when we think about this, many ways we can really think about it, okay? It's work, Michael. Practice is practice with work. Really it is. With work. Really. And then respect to the others. With I think, practice is good practice with people is better than isolated. If you have the isolated, good, it may be good, you know. But within the combination with people, we can do lots because we can see many different things. Compassion, you can see, loving kindness, when we compassion, and suffer beings, when we see compassion meditation. So if someone's a good success, we think everybody would like him or her to be like this. We wish him for that. That is the love, the loving kindness. Loving kindness means whatever they have success, there's kind of more to have success. That's why. So I think practice is in our hand, I think. So that's why we try to get the idea how to do practice, okay? So now tonight I want to live here. So now we do the dedication. Dedication is which we think about with the Dhamma long, long time, remained with the beings. He saw the Dalai Lama and any other great masters to have the long life. And the practitioners to have the accomplishment of the practice without obstacles. In this country and in other country, there will not happen, bad things happen. Disease, fighting, starvation, those kind of bad things, they not happen. Environment also, those are no problem. And everything good fortune is coming in this world and in this country. By which we did action of Dharma, we are together. So especially, we wishing for all sentient beings, everyone, to be free from delusions and illusions, and become a being Buddha. By which we did action of Dharma, we are together.
Thank you. Thanks for sending us, right?
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.